Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome, folks, to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. By now, you know what's coming. There's certainly many wonderful things that we love to celebrate. Everything to do with our history, especially in the arts. So many that are here, and today represents a lot of that. I'll get to that in a second. It's off the charts, I'm telling you. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. All right, the Grammy Museum Mississippi is right outside the door. So you know I'm in Cleveland, Mississippi. That's what Visit Mississippi is all about for sure. Folks coming in from all over the country and the world, which was the actual second Grammy Museum next to L.A., and I think there's one in New Jersey. There are only three in the world now. So they chose Mississippi Delta first before New Jersey or Cleveland or anywhere else. So kudos to them for getting it right. And my guest is my own personal – she's in my own personal playground today, and that is the DMI Studio B. Every once in a while, they shove me in B because they got class in Studio A, and it's glorious. I can see her light up when she walked in. She was all excited. Like, well, this place is incredible. We're going to go to the land of the Muppets today. Is what my guest, that's where she resides. You guys always hear me talking about the Muppets, and I always feel like, I mean, the whole world knows about that, and that grew up, you know, the Muppets grew up right down the street from where I grew up, so it's pretty cool. She co-owns one of the coolest stores in Greenville called Lanyap. She's a dear friend. Cleveland has the 50 Nights of Lights, and now she's on a mission to have a Hallmark moment, and that's Christmas on the Creek. It's December 4th. It'll go all day until 10 p.m. I'm bringing the band in, horns and all. We'll have a whole lot of Mississippi artists, friends to play, and the cap off the night with my buddy Phil Mansour, attorney at law during day, and master fireworks maestro by night as he's going to light up a Mississippi sky like you've never seen. And I'm ready to dig into the history of Leland especially and why she's so adamant about this first annual event. Those decorations on the creek go way back in my memory for sure, and now they're going to be on steroids. Jerry Smythe. What's up, Jerry?
Hi, Steve.
Sorry about that long, confusing intro as I read this, but I love having friends on the show, and I love it when people I know and respect just totally get the idea of celebrating and take on the burden of celebrating a town and a history and a culture, and that's what Visit Mississippi is all about. So thank you for doing that. Now I want to know why the Hallmark moment. What happened? Where were you? What were you drinking? You know.
Well, what happened was COVID came along, the pandemic, and everybody was sitting at home. And when I was, I don't sit very often, but when I do, I watch Hallmark movies, and I love them, and they are always a happy ending. And my husband teases me. He'll walk in the room and he'll go, oh, let me guess, you're watching Hallmark. And I'll go, yeah. And he said, well, let me tell you what's going to happen at the end. He immediately knows the end of the story. And so a Hallmark moment, if you don't know about Hallmark, is a happy ending Christmas countdown. They start like in July, counting down till Christmas. And I kept looking at the TV and looking not at the, I kind of got away from the what was going on the movie, and I kept looking at the little towns that they had, and they were just precious little towns, and I thought of our town, Leland. And we farm, and I've been here. I grew up in Huntsville, Alabama, but I've been here for 42 years, or, well, 44 years, married 42 years. And I love that little town, and I've watched so many of our small communities in the Delta that have just, over the years, kind of deteriorated, and people have left to go to the big cities, and, you know, and that's okay, too. I understand that. But when you are married to the land and your children are here, my children have come back to live here, my grandchildren are here, and I looked around and I was like, I want this town to be better. I want to try to help, you know, save Leland, I guess. And so it's small and it's doable, and that's what started the whole thing.
You know, living in Greenville and coming back, we were, it was a big town for Mississippi. It was one of the biggest.
Right.
You know, Jackson always on its own, but there were times Greenville was in the top five largest cities, a port, a river port. You know, if you think about Memphis, was, you know, closest river, basically closest big city, and then Little Rock, you know, when it comes to water, you know, or and I know they have water. What I'm saying is there were places where you could port, I guess, especially Memphis. So just knowing that we sat there and we lost that, those
yes.
opportunities, and what happened was a lot of the businesses dried up. Greenville has more a difficult situation than Leland because it already arrived. And now it's got, and they're doing, Wesley and everybody
right,
there is
doing
incredible. Daniel Boggs, he's, you know, Main Street Greenville, he's bought all the property now. They're going to fix it up. And I really feel like we're on our way there. I really do. The mayor, everybody gets it, and everybody's on a mission. So it's going to take longer. But Leland, got that one street. Is it Main Street?
We got Main and Broad and
Broad,
you know,
so
second
parallel
and third
to each
and,
other. Yeah.
Right. And that's what I felt like. I was like, this is doable. This
yeah.
is something. So I wanted to start with Christmas, and because Christmas is everybody's favorite holiday. And we already had Christmas on the Creek. It goes back to the 1940s when the first
right.
people in Leland, you know, decided to do a couple floats on the creek. And each year, you know, they've added floats and everything. But then it pretty much was riding, turning the lights on the floats yeah. the first weekend in December and riding around the creek. And then that was all. And I said, why can't we expand on this and have an all-day event? And, of course, Steve was the first person that I called.
Is that me?
because I wanted a concert. And
it.
So I've tried to bring in the best out there to help me pull this all together. And Steve's been right there with me. And the best part is I love people that are excited, and he's excited. And just your enthusiasm when I told you about it, he was like, yeah, I'm all in. Let's do it.
You're still talking about me.
I'm still talking about
it.
You, Steve.
It happens all the time. All my guests, they can stare at me or talk on the phone, and I'll start going like, is that me they're talking? No,
I'm
listen,
talking about you.
Here's
sure.
the bottom line. The bottom line is you guys have always supported everything we've done. And there was a no-brainer. And even at the Delta Soul, you know, you think about the lanyard being sort of a staple. A lot of the years where the women have the luncheons, except add Steve Lundquist, two-time gold medal winner, because he does the Ladies' Day luncheons. He never plays golf on Friday. He's a one-day guy. But
right.
he loves the luncheons. But we've had great authors and in there and just people coming in and doing so many wonderful things. But you and Angie have let us use your store for that. And
right.
it's always been, it's just example of y'all, how y'all want to help always.
Right.
Your partner in crime, Angie Zapponi, her and Tim, they're just such good friends of ours. And we're doing the Mockingbird Songwriters Music Festival in Leland now. And we're going to expand on it. We had a good first year in spite of COVID last year. And I really, that's another,
I think,
event that's going to really grow. But I get it. And you've got a lot on your plate. So, first of all, my memory of growing up, I can't tell you the years I didn't go. I can't count on one hand that I didn't go look at those lights.
Everybody's been going for, you know, I mean, I had somebody tell me yesterday, they were like, well, I remember when my parents took me, you know, when I was like, you know, 3 or 4 years old, and I've
yeah.
been going ever since. And that's, you know, that's what's been happening. But I wanted people this year to come and to see a different Leland and maybe, you know, go downtown. So we're having events downtown and we're decorating all the storefronts, which is a big undertaking. But I was like, let's make it look like a Hallmark moment,
yeah.
you know. And I've gotten myself in front of as many people as I can to raise money for the event. And so, and people have opened their hearts and opened their pocketbooks and really been, I think the whole community is as excited as I am now about the event.
Well, we're talking to Sherry Smythe, December 4th, the whole day in Leland, Mississippi. What day is that? Is that a
Saturday?
Oh, it's perfect.
It's a Saturday.
And when I started seeing the schedule starting early, I said, Sherry's going to tire everybody out by the time we get to the music. Thank goodness we have fireworks because people will stay for that. I'm messing around. You know, Delta's tough when it comes to music. We're so spoiled with seeing great music our whole lives. Like, oh, okay, great. You know, I mean, if Bruce Springsteen lived here or if Elvis was still alive, which he could be.
Yeah.
I was just in Michigan. They still claim he's there. But if you, I wonder if people would feel the same way. So, because it's like, oh, hey, Elvis, what's up? You know, it's like, it's such a Mississippi thing. We'll be right back. Get ready to celebrate Christmas on the Creek. It's going to be a Hallmark moment in Leland, Mississippi, December 4. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool you can do, like visit this Grammy Museum outside the door in Cleveland, which I'm hoping Sherry has done. We'll be right back.
Nobody covers the Magnolia State like SuperTalk. SuperTalk Mississippi News is your source for all things Mississippi. Stay here and hear the stories that matter. SuperTalk Mississippi News. Online at supertalk.com.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on SuperTalk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com. Whatever Mother Nature dishes out, No Drip Roofing and Construction can take care of it. 601-371-1051. 601-371-1051. 601-371-1051.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the Range in Gluckstadt. I'll never forget when I was a child the excitement I used to feel on Christmas morning when I saw that new rifle or shotgun under the tree. I hope you'll come by and see us and let our friendly staff help you pick out a little excitement for that special person on your list. I have to tell you, though, I got the wrong kind of excitement last week. I took off a few days to go hunting, and while I was gone, my wife and daughter came in and decorated the store for Christmas. Bows and ribbons everywhere. They even dressed up my dadgum black bear mount like Santa Claus. Women.
Innovative Health Clinic in Ridgeland has your answers for urinary issues. The Incella treatment option for urinary leakage is your solution. Sit down comfortably, remain fully clothed, and get rid of incontinence problems. If you have 10 minutes to spare and think this treatment option could change your life, call Innovative Health Clinic today to set up a free appointment. 601-944-5585 or online at innovativehealthclinic.net.
At Clinton Body Shop, we really do take pride in perfection, and that's why we've been awarded the ICAR Gold Certification for our 30th year straight. Only 11 shops worldwide have accomplished this. This remarkable achievement can only happen with continuous training from ICAR and the manufacturers of the vehicles you drive. In fact, we're trained and certified by more automakers than any shop in the market. At a time when insurers are pushing more than ever for discounted and shortcut repairs that save them money, why not insist on Clinton Body Shop, where you get an OEM certified repair using certified parts? If an insurer tries to steer you somewhere else, tell them you want the shop that's certified by the manufacturer of the car you drive. We're located in Clinton and Richland or online at ClintonBodyShop.com.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, we have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. VisitMississippi.org is it, and we're celebrating that like we're supposed to be. December 4th in Leland, Mississippi. I love, love, love the town of Leland, Mississippi. I love it when I'm even in places like somewhere in Cologne, Germany, or somewhere in Italy, like Florence, or even been to Russia, Latvia, etc. And I get to say, they go, "Where are you from?" And all I have to do is say, "Jim Henson and the Muppets." And they go, "Oh, you know?" So that's where we're going to be, in the town of celebrating everything that the Muppets. I want to talk about it. We're going to do anything with the Muppets. But we're with Sherry Smythe via Studio B today at my playground, I call it, Delta State, DMI, Delta Music Institute. If you're a kid wanting to expand and chase the music business in any sort of facet, if you don't come here, you've lost your mind. So check it out. The Grammy Museum's outside the door. So many one of the things we definitely celebrate at Visit Mississippi. So check that website out. Sherry Smythe is my guest, owner of, co-owner of Lanyap. Right? Is that the best way to say it? You and Angie?
No, it's my daughter, Sarah.
Sarah owns it now?
Yeah.
So when did this... Wait. Well, tell me the history real quick of Lanyap. The ownership.
The first, Debbie Lewis.
Okay.
And Angie's Pony started it in Leland. And then Debbie wanted to get out, and so I bought her partnership out, and then Angie and I were partners for 15 years.
See that, everybody? I'm right.
And
now I'm
then,
wrong.
And then she decided she wanted to stay home with her kids and grandkids. So she...
And her dogs.
And her dogs. Lord,
have
yes,
mercy,
her
Angie.
Dogs.
Tim, bless your heart.
They have 17 now at the moment.
17 dogs.
17
She
dogs.
Finds dogs. He goes hunts them
yes,
in the night.
He does.
Yeah.
And so, and then that, and my daughter came back from New York, and then she became my partner. And we've been partners.
Okay, so you and
since.
Sarah have it now.
Yes,
so we got that right. I'm, you know, these are these moments every once in a while. And I think I've been on a roll until today where I haven't gotten my, you know, my information, you know, incorrect. So it's always good to let everybody, all my listeners know that he's not human. Oh, sorry about that.
And everybody. We also have a Lanyap in Oxford. Did you know that?
There is?
Yes.
When, how long that
my
been
daughter,
there?
We've had that one, or she's had that one for, I think it's going on 5 years.
Sarah, I love it. That's great. Have y'all thought about expanding any further?
We're sure. Or, everybody.
Retail's tough.
No.
It's a lot of work, right?
Yes, it's
a lot
of
work.
It is.
My buddy Beth Mansour has Gilbo's here ever since the day when we were in college. And she still has a light in her eyes when you hear her talk about it. So she still has that thing.
You
so.
Have to have a passion for it. For
yeah,
sure.
For sure. All right, let's talk about December 4th. We're doing Christmas on the Creek. First of all, let's talk about the tree. You got a 30-foot tree. Where do you find that? And then we're going to talk about that whole lighting ceremony. Now, we are going to have coffee in our coffee cups. By the way, I spilled all my coffee on me today, and I smell like coffee. So I did when I was walking in trying to put a mask on, and then I realized I didn't have to have it on, and it's all over the place. So anyway, I can smell myself, and it smells like Folgers. But let's talk about the tree.
Okay. Well, every Hallmark movie has the lighting of the tree.
Big old trees. Yeah.
Big old tree. And so just to regress just a little bit to say that I had to go before I had to just volunteer that I wanted to be in charge of Christmas on the Creek. I just kind of wanted self-appointee said, could I be in charge on Christmas
right.
on Deer Creek? And the mayor said, Kenny Thomas said, sure, Sherry, you can do it. And I don't think he really had any idea what that how much that meant for me to do. But and then after that, they called me and said, will you be on the chamber? And I was like, I just want to do Christmas on the Creek. And then I thought about it 30 minutes, maybe tops. And I called back and said, yeah, I want to be on the chamber. I want to be all in. I want my community to thrive. So I just volunteered. So back to the tree. Since I do have a retail business, when I went to market in January, this is how long I've been planning it, is basically since January. I went, you know, they have several floors that are just all Christmas. And I went and found a really good Christmas decoration company that specializes in commercial decorations, the tree, is going to be 30 feet tall. And everybody said, well, why don't you start small, you know, and then you can build on it. And I said, no, I want to start big, and then we can build on it some more. So
I love that. I love it. That's the attitude. That's the attitude.
And even the chamber said, well, why don't you just do one thing this year and then add one more thing next year? And I'm like, well, I'm too old to do it that way. Because, yeah. I mean, it would take a while to do all the things. So we do have a 30-foot tree, and the lighting of the tree is going to be right after Santa comes down the creek. So it'll be approximately 6:30. And we're going to...
Before we play.
Before the concert. And I just envision this moment of just everybody that's come to see Santa come down the creek to walk over to the green space, which is right across from like Vito's and Stop and Shop. And it's the old railroad tracks. And gather around the tree and have that 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I know you're moment, so excited about it.
That moment of Merry Christmas and just everybody and the plug, you know, and the putting the plug in and the lights go on, and it just be something that children and families will remember year after year, and then it'll be something that we'll do every year.
Have you thought about if the lights don't go on? You know.
Well, we're gonna have a trial run, Steve.
Yeah, I know. All right, so I brought up coffee a minute ago. My point was, I forgot, because that's what happens to me in my mind. On Hallmark movies, Gwen and I were sitting there. We crack up because there's nothing in those cups. And I said, why don't they put water in them? Why don't they at least put water? Because you can tell when somebody lifts the cup. And I'm like, who's in charge of the props on these shows? Also, Rick's correct. When you don't need a, you know the storyline, big city to small town. A lot of times they may have grown up in a small town, or
that's
it's the
right.
first time, and it hooks them, and they end up staying there,
that's
and you
right.
got that kiss, and every time the kiss is, somebody in the house hears me go, woo, that's my thing. So I watch it too.
Rick, he does. He just kind of does his fist up in the air like, you know.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. And so.
Us guys, I'm telling you, there is a moment, but mine's a woo. Okay, so you're going to kick it off in the morning at what time?
9 o'clock.
December 4th, everybody, Christmas on the Creek, Land of Jim Henson and the Muppets, Highway 61 Blues Museum, so many cool things in Leland. This creek has been lit up for many years. 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I want you to talk about expanding on what you're going to do on the creek, too, as well. But go ahead. 9 o'clock, what happened?
We're starting with Breakfast with Frozen and the Frozen characters, because I wanted to try something a little different instead of just Breakfast with Santa Claus, because now everybody has Breakfast with Santa.
Brilliant.
So we have the Breakfast with Frozen characters. The Delta Center stage is providing our actors and actresses and our costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to give back to them. We are giving them back money for Delta Center stage. And then so our tickets went on sale Monday morning. I have an IT person that's been helping me that's been wonderful, Mary Catherine Brooks, and I was just oblivious to what was going on, and all of a sudden I looked at my phone. I had about 15 messages, and within 50 minutes, we were planning on having two times to have the breakfast. We have three seatings now, and they were sold out in 50 minutes.
Wow.
And from people all over.
Sure.
Like, you know, from Jackson, from Oxford, from Brandon, you know, I was just blown away by the response. And so that is a done deal. The tickets were on sale for an hour, and then we shut it down because that's all we can accommodate.
The most beautiful thing in the world. That's so cool. Now, let me ask you this, though. How did you have a extra window of time that you had available for this to be going on, or do you have to move things?
No, we're having it at the beautiful Thompson House in Leland.
Sure,
it's right on Deer Creek.
It's awesome.
It's like an antebellum beautiful home, and it can hold, you know, the amount of people that were the little kids. They'll all come dressed up in their Anna and Elsa dresses, and they'll have the characters there that they can get their pictures made with. They'll have breakfast. We'll have cookie decorating. We'll have, different things for them to do that day. And we'll have three seatings. And I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Where do you find the Frozen the you know what I'm saying? I don't give it
the
away.
The Delta Center.
Sorry, these kids are listening.
Delta Center stage had the production of Frozen, and I went and took my granddaughter, and of course she went in costume because she's three, and she was so excited. I've never seen her sit still for 2 hours and watch a play like that. And there were so many little girls all through the audience, and they were all dressed up. And it just dawned on me that moment. I'm like, this is what we need to do, is have them. Wow. So I'm real excited about that event. I think it'll be really, really, really fun.
I'm Steve Azar with Sherry Smythe, Christmas on the Creek, creator, organizer. Visit Mississippi.org. Oh, man, that just says it all to me. I love you, Team Super Talk. That's the station you're listening to this on. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Mississippi Minute. Come on.
Oh, come on, Evan Rude. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm still trying to find my way. Hey, folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to GBTOnline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today we have partly sunny skies, high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 51. Finally, Friday, partly sunny skies, high near 76. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, low around 54. And for your Saturday, a beautiful day on tap, mostly sunny conditions, high near 75.
This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. They have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Richland, Mississippi. Free background information available upon request. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide the key technology solutions to power your business while ensuring safety and productivity in the workplace. Visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
Governor Tate Reeves appeared on Good Morning America Wednesday to discuss the Mississippi abortion law before the U.S. Supreme Court. It bans abortions after 15 weeks. He was asked to share his thoughts on a woman's right to an abortion in the event of rape and incest.
Well, under the law that passed the Mississippi legislature that I helped push through the legislature, if a woman were to be raped or in the case of incest, they would have the opportunity prior to 15 weeks to have that abortion. The exceptions that are in after 15 weeks, in my personal view, those are medical decisions that need to be made between the physicians that are treating that particular lady. And so I think that's a decision that we can't make because it's on a case-by-case basis.
The high court's decision could overturn Roe versus Wade. It'll probably be June or July of next year before we know what their decision is. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Catfish farming has always been a passion for me. I was raised up on a catfish farm. I was born into it. But the only thing I love more than catfish farming is my children and my family. I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi, and I'm proud to be the 2020 Mississippi Catfish Farmer of the Year. People all across America love to eat U.S. farm-raised catfish, and I'm proud to be able to produce it right here in the Mississippi Delta.
Hey, it's Richard Cross. Join us every weekday for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford. The all-new 2021 Ford F-150 is here with available interior work surface for putting in work. Standard sync Ford technology plus a huge 12-inch touchscreen and Pro Power onboard outlets for all kinds of jobs. Not only is the all-new 2021 Ford F-150 tough, it's smart. Built Ford proud. Built Ford tough. See a Ford dealer near you for details, and don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Highway 1 on my way down some fever drift.
Steve Azar rolling down a Mississippi Minute like I do so often every Thursday and Friday. Sometimes encore performances on Sunday. So if you're listening on either one of these days or checking out our podcast, it's everywhere. Really appreciate this. I love getting to know my friends and people I don't even know during this hour. A Mississippi Minute has changed my life. So thanks for having me, Team Super Talk. I live for that. Visit Mississippi.org is something else I really live for. Check it out. It's your next weekend getaway. Talking to Sherry Smythe, creator of Christmas on the Creek. If you've never been to Leland, Mississippi, home of Jim Henson and the Muppets, this is a full day. Get ready. Talking to Sherry Smythe, Christmas on the Creek, December 4th. You know, I was thinking, people could come to the Delta. Come December 3rd, check out the 50 Nights of Lights here. Whip on down to Leland, which is about 30 minutes away.
Absolutely.
Is it even 30 minutes? And then spend the entire day there. This is what we talk about, Visit Mississippi. And folks, I mean, if we don't have people like you that take this on, Becky Nowell here in Cleveland, our friend, you know, and Billy, everybody, just the experience of the experiences and creating experiences to allow people to come in and understand what each of our particular towns are truly about. Obviously, Leland, what I know about Leland to me are all the farmers that live there, the people that nurture our land and grow and go out and gamble every year. And I have the greatest respect for farmers. I mean, military folks that are in combat and farmers, I put them in this, I'm almost in this, and I really do, because it's a hard gig. You know, it's before sun up, it's after sundown. And I just, you know, and Leland to me really, really represents a lot of the farming community, right?
We have a lot of farmers, and the farmers have been great. And the community has, when I first started this too, I said, you know, I look at it as like we're having a big party at my house, at your house. If you're having a big party, say for the St. Cecilia.
Yeah.
Tour thing, you get ready, you get everything beautiful and fixed up, and everybody in the town has been like, you know, trimming the sidewalks, sweeping, doing, you know, picking up trash. Yesterday there were men in boats in the Creek spraying, you know, weeds. It's like, even without, you know, I mean, I've gone to Rotary, I've gone to Lions, I've talked to everybody that'll let me talk to them about the event.
Well, I've heard about it.
But it's been like they're excited about it, and they're proud that people are coming to our party, and we want it to be great. And so that's what we've been working on.
I was talking to Wesley this morning,
and
we talked about Wesley Smith, who I've never said no to. You can't say no to him. But he also never says no when something makes sense. And he's head of our CBB, all of our CBB directors around the state. I really respect what they do, trying to fill up hotel rooms and make a, you know, and get people to really, you know, if your hotel rooms are full, or if you create a day where, in your case, you're creating an opportunity for the stores to sell a lot of, you know, Christmas presents and whatnots or whatever, and experience our Delta, experience Leland in your case. I just think that it's a great credit to you to take this on. Let's go to a break. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I love hearing you talk about cleaning up. That's a big deal. Visit Mississippi.org is everything we're discussing today. Like I said, please check it out. Your weekend is upon you, and you can find out everything you need to know right there. All right, we got Frozen, and we're sold out with three, I guess, bookings of that, right? Three. How many hours is that?
We'll go from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay, wait a minute. So is anything else going to be going on during this time? So keep me going.
Yes. At 10 o'clock, we're opening Deer Creek Marketplace, which will be stores that will be coming from all over the state, and well, it'll be in Vince's restaurant.
Oh wow!
And we're really excited about that. And then we're going to have the games for the kids, and we're going to have an electric train that's going to be going around town.
Wait, is it Vince's or Vito's?
It's going to be at Vince's.
Vince's, okay.
We have an electric train that'll be going around 3rd Street. We're going to have games like bouncy houses, dry slides, air t-ball, air football, just things for
get
the kids.
Get out of here. Wait, back up for a second. What's this train? What is this train? How big is this train? How tall is it?
The train is like it's for little kids, but it is, I think it's got three cars that it can hold, approximately 12. Yeah, oh yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and it'll have a engineer, and he'll be going around town to let the kids ride around.
The only way you possibly pull all of this off is because you are in a farming community. The stewards of the land know how to do everything. Everything. So anyway, keep going.
Okay.
That's awesome.
We are going to have the Delta Wildlife Museum open that day, which, it's been closed a lot because of the COVID, but now it's going to...
You getting Billy out of the woods?
Well,
he's,
I don't think
so. In the woods.
I got the key, so let me tell you that.
There you go.
And we're going to have cocktails there that day, and we're going to have Hank Burdine's going to be cooking some duck poppers, and we're going to have different hunters that will be doing, you know, like venison, different wildlife appetizers that you can have. And we're going to have the Jim Henson Museum open.
Now we're talking.
And story time with Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is going to be at the Jim Henson Museum from 10 to 12. Wow. And so she'll read you books and, you know, Kermit books, and you can go there for that. Then from 10 to 12, we'll also have pictures with Santa, and that'll be at the Leland Progress, which is right there downtown. And you can come in and get your picture made with him. And our food trucks will open at 11 a.m. So you can have lunch there. We're going to have doughs. We're going to have Kingdom Barbecue. We're going to have hot tamales. And everybody has asked me if we're going to have funnel cakes. And, yes, we're going to have funnel cakes.
You know that. You know,
you got to have funnel cakes.
You know
cake.
The Mighty Mississippi Days, the Jason, forgive me, Jamie, Gwen, I didn't allow funnel cakes because I had to have beignets or you're out. So, but I know
beignets?
That that's the biggest mistake I could have ever made. It costs thousands of dollars. Anyway, sorry about apologizing to everybody right now. It's because I played so many state fairs, and I would make up a song about funnel cakes as a joke, and people would deliver them to the stage. So I said, I never want to see another funnel cake, although I love them. Let me tell you. Anything with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
You can put powdered sugar on me, I'd probably taste good.
I mean,
maybe
is,
not. Maybe
you
not.
You got to have funnel cakes. So they'll be open from 11 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night that night. And you can go to eat at Vito's that night and have drinks. We'll have beer on the streets. There'll be all the food trucks. So while our concert's going on, if you need anything to eat or drink, it'll be there.
You know, I'm going to have, I saw Santa eating a funnel cake song. I saw Santa eating a funnel cake. Anyway, underneath the Leland sky.
I hope you'll sing that night.
Oh, I'll make up a funnel cake. You want to watch the funnel cakes come to the stage?
Yes.
I want you to count them. Okay. So, Sherry, talking to Sherry Smythe, Christmas on the Creek, December 4th. This is Visit Mississippi. This is it, y'all. This is what we talk about celebrating as the music and culture ambassador of the state, which is one of my most glorious. It's just, I love, that's what I say when I'm on the road now. If somebody says something, when they introduce me, heck with the award-winning songwriter or whatever, all that, it means nothing. Being the music and culture ambassador, as I've learned when I came back, that was way more than I bargained for. And I've learned that if we're going to make a difference, we have to have somebody like you that's taking on this huge burden, because the schedule itself is insane and it's a lot. And guess what? You think next year it's going to be on autopilot? You're going to have a spreadsheet. Gwen has a spreadsheet. I have a list. I can't read spreadsheets. But it's going to be just as much work because you got to go back. And it may get a little easier.
Well, I got to make it better next year.
Well, you know? I already know that about you. But still, though, it is a repeat of everything you had to do. And we got to pray for great weather. That's one thing that will stress you.
Yes.
I quit stressing over a long time ago, but or at least I say that. But you know, you want it to be cold and feeling good and hot chocolate, and you want to see smoke come out of people's mouths when they're talking. And so we got all that going. Obviously, concert-wise, we can talk about who's coming in a minute.
Okay. After that, we're going to have a children's parade where you can bring your golf cart, you can bring your bicycle, you can bring your stroller, and Santa's going to be leading the parade.
Come
on. It's just going to be around, you know, around downtown Leland.
That's
awesome.
So
decorate your golf carts and all that and come. And it'll start at the Catholic Church in Leland, and then we'll make it our way to downtown. Then the really big thing, too, that I'm so excited about is from 3 to 4:30, we have Run Ruduck, because Leland is famous for our ducks. Because we have ducks, instead of Run Rudolph, we are Run Rudolph.
Come on.
And we're having a 5K run. And Jamie Merle is in charge of that. And she's the best running event person that I know. And so we are, but the key to that is to run in the race, you have to be in costume. You have to be Santa, or you have to be an elf, or you have to have an ugly sweater on. Everybody's going, all these people are going to be running down the, around the creek that day, and they're going to be looking like Christmas. I'm so excited.
That is unbelievable.
Yes.
Wait. I'm trying to imagine myself running.
You can run.
I'm gonna imagine.
You can walk.
No, running for me was the coach when he got mad at us growing up, and we had to run the mile when we, you know, at practice. So I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna be a spectator.
Yes,
running.
It'll be so fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's amazing. And Christmas on the Creek, December 4th. So cool. Sherry Smythe getting it done for sure. This is the part of the show where you get to play DJ, and I'm going to make it really hard on you. Since it is a Christmas show, and forgive me, my audience, for making it extremely difficult, would you like to hear Steve Azar's Catfish Christmas or Catfish Christmas by Steve Azar? What do you think?
Either one.
It's just awful, isn't it? It's awful. We'll do both.
That'd be great.
Might as well crank it. It's my one Christmas song, and it goes way back, and Danny Oberle is the reason for Catfish Christmas. He's a Leland native, so I'm going to do this. We call him Tweety. We grew up together. He used to come to Nashville and cook catfish for all my music business friends, my brother Joe and my wife Gwen, and all of a sudden we made an invitation, and all of a sudden I looked at it and said, wait, that's a song. That's my song. So let's hear it. Sherry Smythe, December 4th. She's running the show, Christmas on the Creek. Come to Leland, Mississippi. Spend your entire day. I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute.
It's gonna be a catfish Christmas. Santa's on the lake. He's treading his whip off fishing pole and a John boat for his sleigh. With a red life jacket and a tackle box, he's bringing his ice chest.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. We're located in Gludstadt, south of Germantown High. Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful with trees, shrubs, fall color plants, soils, and mulches. Come see Calloway's beautifully decorated Christmas store. Our entire store turns into a Christmas wonderland with a large selection of permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, angels, nativities, ornaments, and much more. Calloway's fresh-cut Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands will arrive a few days before Thanksgiving. Our landscape designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape. Give Calloway's a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Come see Calloway's beautifully decorated Christmas store. You will not be disappointed. Bring the family and enjoy the day. Callaway's Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Callaway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Callaway's is.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Pillium Corporation knows the technology is constantly evolving, especially in these challenging times. With so many people working at home, securing and guarding your company's data on-site or remotely is more critical than ever.
As we all adapt to the new normal, Pillium continues to help you stay secure and current with IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems.
Contact us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops. Or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations, too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4444.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi, and I want to tell you about something new on the show. You know how much we love to grill and how much we love to talk about it. You're the exact same way, and so are our friends at Polk's Meat. So now, every Friday at 5:20, we'll have some fun with Food Fridays presented by Polk's Meat. We'll talk about our favorite way to grill their delicious Polk's Original, Polk's Cajun, and Polk's Garlic and Green Onion Sausages, as well as other barbecue favorites. It's Food Fridays at 5:20. No buts about it, folks. Picky people pick Polk's.
This is Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. Family is everything. On the field, at home, everywhere. When I step up to the plate, it means the world that my family is behind me every swing. That's why I love my Farm Bureau family. They've got my back no matter what. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I hit the ball with the game.
Steve Azar, you can keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Talking Mississippi today, Leland, December 4th, with my pal Sherry Smythe, creator and organizer of A Wild Day. Wonderful, wonderful day celebrating Christmas. Christmas on the Creek in Leland, Mississippi, home of Jim Henson and the Muppets, and some of the greatest farmers in the world. I can tell you that. Go to visitmississippi.org. So many wonderful things to do in our state, especially over the holidays and beyond. To find out what you can do with your family, it'll blow your mind. Sherry, we're talking Christmas on the Creek, December 4th. How do people find out, go buy tickets? What do they need to do to sign up for the race that I'm not going to be in? What do we got?
You can go online and pull up Run, Run, Ruduck, and it's $20 if you do it right now, and then it's $25 if you do it the week before. But Jamie was saying, well, you know, I'll be happy with 150 runners. I'll be happy with 500.
I want a lot of runners.
Yeah. I want a lot of little elves running around the creek.
You know, the whole idea of somebody paying to run, I have an issue, especially now. But people do that. My daughter is a big runner growing up, and Jamie, heck, she ran the Greenville deal, and back in the day when she was really a good runner, and she lost her toenail.
And I was like, oh, my God. And she was okay with it. And she actually won her division that year. That was awesome. But it was, I don't know if it was worth her toenail. But, no, I'm messing around. This is really great. And I love the fact that you've given it a theme. I mean, like, you know, come dressed.
That's right. And so then at 4:30 after the run is over, we're going to have Christmas carols on the Rainbow Connection Bridge. And that's where all the kids and parents gather for Santa to come down on a float. He comes down basically on a sled on a boat. I cannot not say about, I've had so many volunteers. The Leland Garden Club, these ladies are, age is nothing on them. They have worked and decorated, and I've just had some great help. So, but now I want to hear about the concert, Steve.
Oh, okay. Well, this is, you put me in charge of this. So I wanted to keep it Delta. You know, first of all, Eden Brent has one of the best Christmas records I've ever heard. Bob's been, just showed up at the Delta Soul last year, and next thing you know, he's in my band. He's played a few shows with me now. Bob Dowell, incredible trombone player, the mischievous one, I call him on stage. Married to Eden. Eden, this record they made, and she made, and he obviously had a big part of it. It takes you back to the 40s and 50s, and like, you're literally transported there. And so I'm excited to do that. I think Eden and I may do a song or two together. Big fan of Eden. She's a true Delta treasure. The world loves Eden. Tyler Tisdale, kid that I've actually made his record, a lot of it here. All his vocals and guitars started here at the Delta Music Institute and the other studio, Studio A. He's really doing a wonderful job. If you guys have ever checked him out, he's been on my show twice. I love this kid. He's from Petal, Mississippi, lives in Hattiesburg. And his first two songs are doing really well on out there. So, She's the One and The Things They Want Me to Do. Just his videos are out and everything, so he's really doing great. He's going to come in from Hattiesburg. Ava Pertizzi is going to kick things off, but she wants to do it on her own. And because she's, you know, Ava, she's headstrong. And she's incredible talent from Leland. It's time for Pertizzi to make it big in the business, and maybe she'll be the one, because they're so talented, like Jason, her dad, and her cousin, and so many talented singing Pertizzis. The Burford sisters from Greenwood are coming in, and they're Christmas. To me, they represent Christmas.
Yes.
So they'll be playing. John Mohead, one of Delta true treasures from Moon Lake, he's coming in. Rob Mortimer, who is my man, I call him the celebrity's celebrity, meaning when we play our Delta Soul every year, they love Rob. And I love Rob. Trisha Walker, who ran this entire school for a long time before she retired, Grammy-winning songwriter, is going to join us as well. And it's my band. My band's going to play, and I'll start it off probably, and then we'll start bringing everybody up 3-4 songs at a time. So we'll go to,
I'm so excited,
10 o'clock, and Bill Mansour is going to do what he was born to do, and that's light up a Delta sky. Bill, we love you.
Every Hallmark movie ends with a firework display.
It does. And a kiss. I wonder who's going to fall in love in this one, is what I want to know.
I don't know. I think lots of people will.
Ben, my fearless engineer, you fall in love? You, is there any love interest in your life right now here at Delta State? He has a fiance. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
you
want,
can we back up and have you get engaged that night? Can you? You mind? We need to have a moment. Somebody. I can't thank you enough for spending a Mississippi Minute. Sherry Smythe, December 4th, the creator of this event, Christmas on the Creek, that hopefully will last all of our kids and grandkids. You start something that will go for, you know, something has to start. You know, they had the Sweet Potato Festival up in Northeast Mississippi this past week. It's 48 years, you know, and I said, that's 48. That's a long time. That's a half a century.
That's right.
And so half a century from now, you and I will be dead and gone, but it would be nice that our kids and grandkids could be celebrating this and their kids in the future. And Visit Mississippi is proud of you. I can tell you that. Go to visitmississippi.org. Check out everything that anybody like Sherry Smythe tries to accomplish and does. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio and Studio B at the glorious Delta Music Institute, where I get to spend my days once a month, maybe sometimes twice a month, if they'll allow me, in the building in the beautiful city of Cleveland. And Leland, Mississippi is going to be the scene of the festivities, December 4th. Sherry Smythe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you, love you. And a Mississippi Minute is out of here. We'll see you later. Blessings, Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Nobody covers the Magnolia State like Supertalk. Supertalk Mississippi News is your source for all things Mississippi. Stay here and hear the stories that matter. Supertalk Mississippi News. online at supertalk.fm. Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi. A Super Talk Mississippi media production.